It's not that bad.
Hot.
Yeah. Did you want ketchup or anything too? Or okay.
Oh, those are hot eggs.
So what's your degree in?
I'm studying communications, and that's why in this class it's cross-listed as folklore and communications. Okay. And the photography part is just, I've always just loved taking my camera everywhere I go.
Right.
So I figured I'd kind of get an idea of, you know,
that's
basic,
cool.
Like not rules, but, you know.
Yeah, I took actually two photo classes in high school, mm-hmm. and it was the most frustrating experience for me because, like, I'm like halfway decent artist, you know, like,
yeah.
not great, but, like, I always took art classes, I enjoy it.
Yep.
I'm not much of a painter, but I can draw pretty well, you know. Cannot take photographs to save my life.
Really?
It's unbelievable. They all look like snapshots or they're grainy, you know?
Right, yeah.
And then people, like, I've got some good friends who, like, have never taken an art class in their lives, except for, you know, mandatory in fifth grade or whatever. And they're just phenomenal. They just have an eye for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I don't want an eye for it.
Right, so I'm kind of trying to develop an eye for it and, like, work on it. So.
Cool.
Yeah.
So do you have a job lined up in Minneapolis, or is that just your destination?
Well, kind of. I work for True Endeavors, which is the music promotions company here in Madison,
okay.
too. And
who owns that?
Please. Tag? Evers?
No, okay. I think I was thinking something different.
Okay.
Just curious.
Yeah. So I've gotten really involved with that, and it's been really interesting. And I know, actually, the music promoter in Minneapolis, so I contacted her, and she's going to help me find a job. But there's also something else that I'm actually really excited about, and hopefully hear back from him today.
Okay.
But do you know Joan Baez?
Who?
Joan Baez.
Is that a musician?
Yeah.
I'm
from like the 60s. No, it's okay.
The name is familiar, but
a lot of, I mean, like our generation doesn't really know who she is, but
right.
she was just really, she's an activist and really, I don't know. If you know Bob Dylan, I'm sure.
Yeah.
She's associated with Bob Dylan.
Okay.
She kind of put him on the music scene.
Really?
She was really good friends with
That's
him.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but she's touring and still, she's 68 now.
Wow.
But she came to Madison and she needs a personal assistant, so I might just be going on the road with her.
That's cool.
This summer.
That could be a lot of grunt work, but whatever. It'd be
right.
pretty cool, too.
And it would definitely get me into the music industry, like.
For sure.
So,
yeah.
That's exciting.
Cool.
But I don't know. I haven't been sharing that with a lot of people, so I'm surprised I shared that. But it happens.
There's no pressure. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's like it would be too good to be true, so I don't want to get my hopes up about it,
right.
kind of. But.
Yeah, I understand.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you don't mind, I might start asking
Go
you
for
some
it.
Questions.
Yeah.
Just kind of.
Absolutely.
I've just. Trying to get an idea of everybody's first roller derby experience.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to just explain like how you even found out about it or in like the first time you
okay.
went to a bout or even whatever happened.
I think I found out about it because my, we're much better friends now, but we're kind of, like I would see her whenever I went out, that kind of friend,
yeah.
you know? She had started playing and a friend of hers, I don't know, it's just kind of like, hey, you know, Angelina plays, we should go see her. And then, like, that whole season, every time we wanted to go, we found out it was sold out. We're like, ugh. And then
no.
the next year, so this would be, okay, it would be 4 years ago, 2009. So it was end of fall, early winter, 2004? That can't be right. That's right when I moved here. I'm very confused right now, but whatever. It was.
Okay.
3 years ago, so probably 2005, I suppose.
Right, okay.
Yeah, 3 years ago. Yeah, okay, so 2005, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
3 years ago, one of my friends finally got tickets, and so we went and we watched. It was actually the Dairyland Dolls play, I think it was Arizona Roller Girls, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay.
Or it was the Tent City Terrors. I can never remember which team it was. Anyways, and I've been playing rugby for 5 years at that point, and so I was very into, like, you know, women's full contact sports and, you know, or just full contact sports in general, but, so anyways, I saw it and I was like, this is the coolest thing ever. But actually, the funny thing is that I had no idea what to expect. I'd seen the movie Rollerball, I think it's called.
Right,
with,
yeah.
What's that guy's name?
I don't remember
they
his name, but it's
it, like
the really...
10 years ago. It was like Chris Klein or something.
Yeah.
Was that his name?
Yeah.
Anyways, so I spent the first 20 minutes going, where the hell is the ball? What is going on?
Yeah.
And like, I had no idea what was happening. I was like, I don't understand it, but it's really fun, mm-hmm. and I want to do it. And so then, like, and then I went to a couple more, and one of my friends and I were like, yeah, we're going to try it. And then she chickened out, and then summer came, and I was actually really lucky because I found out, I heard about when tryouts were about a week before they happened,
okay.
which is great because if I'd found out more than that in advance, I would have planned to go and then like forgotten about it and never went. And so instead I had a week to get all excited about it. And it was, I had a rugby tournament that morning.
Of tryouts?
But yeah, morning of tryouts. Oh, and then I drove back up and it was just a fun tournament. It didn't really count for anything. And then I drove home. I missed the last game. I drove home. And went straight to the rink, and I was all filthy, and like signed the form, put on some rental skates, and you know the rest is history, I guess.
Okay.
But
so have you ever skated before?
Oh, not since I was like 10.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I used to have like roller rink birthday parties. You
okay.
know?
Yep.
Like I think when I was like 7, 8, and 9 or something, and I got the teal shirt every year because it was my favorite color.
Yeah.
And then you know I got into rollerblading, mm-hmm. which so like play hockey with my brother. And that's about it. And then I hadn't really actually put on anything with wheels on my feet in probably 12 years when
yeah.
I tried out.
So. How was that? Was that nerve-wracking or?
You know, quad skates, unlike rollerblades, are fairly easy to stand up on.
Okay.
They're not very easy to do much on.
Right.
Particularly rental skates. So, no, it wasn't really nerve-wracking, but it was very interesting experience. And at that time, that's how it was for a lot of girls who were trying out, they hadn't skated in 10 years.
Okay.
Now it's becoming much more competitive, and half the girls who try out have been skating, you know, for 6 months, like practicing. Like they already own really nice skates, and because they, you know, they really want to play. Whereas I just kind of did it on a whim.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. So after the tryouts, mm-hmm. I understand there's like a draft,
mm-hmm.
and Do you know anything about how that process kind of works?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, as I mentioned a minute ago, I was actually the training manager last year, so I got a very up close and personal view of the other side of the draft from, you know, because I experienced it as a baby doll. But
mm-hmm.
So this tryout, and most people make it through tryouts. Usually people who don't are people who like cannot stand up on their skates, or you know. And it's 2 days long, and it's surprisingly easy to tell who's going to be completely not teachable, and who at least has some potential to learn. You know, like people, and some people just get so show up the second day because they're like, it's so much harder than I thought it was going to be. And like the trials themselves aren't that rigorous; it's mostly just an experience.
Okay.
You know? But then there's like 6 to 8 weeks of baby dolls, which is a pretty intense training period. Where we need to get baby dolls up to speed to be able to practice with the old girls.
Right.
And they're never fully up to speed, but, you know, get as close as they can get. And then after that, you know, they've been trained by various people, and the captains of different teams come and watch, and people come to practice to skate and try to get to know the girls. And then the draft happens, and it's very secretive, and it's in a room, and no one's ever allowed to talk about the specifics.
Okay.
But the layout of it is common knowledge, and that is that the... let me think for a second, make sure I can talk
mm-hmm.
about this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like anything I was told as a baby doll is free reign. So I was told this as a baby doll.
And just let me know if it's not, and I'll take it out.
Okay.
I mean,
I can double check that. I don't think the specifics are gonna, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So it works as I understand it. It works like most professional sporting events, sport league drafts work, which I don't care about, so I don't know what this is.
Right.
But I think it's you know the team whoever finished fourth gets first pick. Followed by the team that gets third, second, first.
Okay.
And you just go around the room and you keep picking until you've filled up your roster. And the rosters cap out at 18.
Okay.
And you don't have to fill up. It's not uncommon for a team to only fill up to 17 if, for example, we run out of baby dolls, or if there's no one left that they feel like they want on their team or something like that. And and it tends to work out pretty well that you end up on a team that you that feels good.
So. Okay. Yeah. Because each team kind of has a, not like a specific, but I mean like a general...
A kind of vibe to
vibe,
it.
Vibe, right.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. Yeah.
And that changes over time, of course, as you get more and more new girls and such.
Okay.
And, yeah, and I, you know, what's funny is I say that it tends to work out, but you know, I ended up on the Res Dolls, who are a very good team, and I like a lot of the girls on the team quite a bit, but after 2 years, I still didn't feel like I was gelling with them, and so I switched teams last summer, and I play for the Vaudeville Vixens now, and I'm having a fantastic season, and having so much fun. So,
yeah.
And what's kind of great is that I think I have a better relationship with most of the girls in the Red Dolls now than I did a year ago.
It's interesting,
So it seems to have actually really worked out.
Yeah. So did you get to choose that? Or did... how did that...
Sort of.
Yeah.
What I did was I spoke to the captain and told her I wanted to be on her team. And then wrote a little thing and sent it to her, and she sent it to the team.
Okay.
And I was like, hey, I want to join your team. What do you guys think? And they talked about it, and then they were like, yes.
Yeah.
And so,
okay.
And then I talked to the captain of the Res Dolls, and I spoke to her about it, and it was actually a really great conversation. And I don't think we walked away with any kind of hard feelings at all. And, then it was official, basically. There's that option, and there's also the option to just. Join the draft. So, I could have just put my name in there with all the baby dolls in September, and then I could have gotten picked by anybody, and I could have gotten picked back by the Res Dolls.
Right.
Really possible.
You kind of knew that you would have a better feel with the...
Yeah, I thought... I was pretty sure that's what I wanted to play for, and I think I would have had a lot of fun on any of the teams, actually. If they hadn't taken me, I would have been a little sad, but I would have just joined the draft and been like, okay, you know, whatever, we'll see what happens, and it'll be new and exciting.
Mm-hmm.
But it ended up working out pretty well.
So, okay, yeah. That's good. So, your skating name is Aces Wild.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk a little bit about the process you went through to come up with that name?
I'm complicated. I actually had a different name my first season.
Okay, we can talk about that too.
Well, my first season I played by the name of Cassidy Butch, and it just didn't fit. I had a very strange couple first seasons, I guess. Nothing seemed to quite fit right. I liked the sport, but things didn't fit. So, anyways, picking a name was really challenging because you have to pick a name that's different from everyone else in the country.
Right.
Not even just, you can't have the same name as anybody, you're playing with or whatever, but, no one else in the country can have the name or a name remarkably similar to it. So.
That would be hard.
Right,
Yeah.
I can't think of a good example right now, but what was lucky for me is there was already a Butch Cassidy, and she actually skates in Milwaukee, and so I had to get permission from her, and she was like, I don't care, that's fine, because it was flip-flopped, and plus we were probably never going to play each other, so whatever, and she's seemed pretty easygoing about it, whereas some people, I've got a friend who wanted to be Theta Barracuda, and there's a girl named Barracuda, and she said no, and she was like, but it's a whole other name, and so sometimes...
people can be really protective of their names.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And so, in the picking of this name, the thing that I neglected to think about the first time around is what everyone's actually going to call you. Because no one calls you by your full name.
Mm-hmm.
I always get shortened somehow. Usually it's shortened to the tougher portion of the name.
Mm-hmm.
Jenny Knoxville goes by Knox or Knoxville,
okay.
Not Jenny. Although there's some girls who still call her Jenny.
Yeah.
It's very confusing.
What's her real name?
My real name?
Her real name.
Oh, her
if
real
it's
name?
Not Jenny.
Jana.
Jana, okay.
Jana, yeah.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, well, what the hell do I want my name to shorten to? I was like, I want to shorten something cool.
Mm-hmm.
I was like Ace. And then I had to come up with a full name for it. So,
mm-hmm.
And then it's totally, it's not a great derby name. It's okay. But, people call me Ace now, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah.
So then, do you have, kind of differences between Maggie and Ace? Are there different personality characteristics?
Not really.
No?
I tried the first season to, develop a derby character, mm-hmm. or derby persona.
Yep.
And I couldn't. I was like, okay. At the time, I was Butch. I was like, Butch is very... She's kind of sassy, and I was like, I'm not really sassy. Like, I, I think what it is coming from, you know, coming from the background I come from, which there's a lot of girls with athletic backgrounds, but, you know, rugby is a very disciplined sport, and the referees don't take crap, you know, so I was like, so I, you know, I play clean, I play respectfully, you know, like this sort of thing.
Yep.
So, like, those are the sort of things I couldn't step away from, and I don't want to, you know, like, I put a lot of stock in, I totally lost the word I was just looking for. Sportsmanship.
There you go.
You know, that sort of thing. And I do get a little sassy on the track sometimes, but usually it's like, it's because derby has room for that. Like, if there wasn't room for that, I wouldn't scream when I get called.
Right.
I don't generally flip out, but every now and then there's a bad call. Like, I don't yell at the ref, but I'm just kind of yell.
Yeah, which, give him a look or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They're really, I don't really have much of a derby persona. I try to make Ace a little bit more outgoing than I naturally am, you know. Mm-hmm. But like, it's like, you know, I don't do anything crazy in the intros or anything usually, you know. Like,
okay.
I'm like, I'm gonna stay up and wave, and that's about all I can do.
Mm-hmm.
So big crowds, you know.
So what do you do? What does Maggie do, like, outside of derby, then?
Well, my job isn't worth talking about, so I'm not even bother, honestly.
Okay.
I'm trying to find a new one. I'm pretty miserable, so.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm back in school, and I have a bachelor's degree in math.
Okay.
Which actually is not relevant to my career goals, but, you know, I'm a big nerd, so it's relevant, I guess. But I'm in school. I'm doing finishing my prerequisites right now to go to graduate school for physical therapy.
Okay.
So that's my current life plan.
Yeah. So you were saying there's not really much difference between Maggie and Ace. So
yeah.
Is there kind of a transition that you do? Like, can you explain the process of about day? Like, what you do? Like, are there any kind of rituals or anything like that?
Let's see. Packing is always interesting because, I bring 2 or 3 different pairs of tall socks and, I put a lot of socks in my bag, and I always have an extra, extra sports bra, like, all this, anything I could possibly forget or need or change my mind about, or, you know, someone else could forget, I try to have with me. But there's not really a lot of prepping. It's usually, it's just, like, getting dressed and, like, sometimes I listen if I'm, like every now and then I'm totally not, and, like, I'm not in the mindset to play. You know, it's, like, a Saturday morning and I'm all sleepy-headed, and so I just, like, you know, put some fun music on or whatever, and, but no, I don't really need to transition the whole thing. No.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty boring, really.
I understand that there's, like, requirements for some of the equipment you have to wear.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk a little bit about that? And then, like, the equipment that you wear by choice, like, what part of your outfit is?
You know, skates, of course, knee pads, wrist guards, elbow pads, helmet and mouth guard are the required equipment.
Mm-hmm.
I don't wear any additional protective gear. And I don't wear, I don't really have anything in particular, you know. My uniform is just a tank top and shorts, and this year I've got suspenders, which are kind of fun. Although, you know what? They really pull my pants up, and it's really frustrating. I don't want them to do that.
Yeah.
But I can't make them any looser. Let's see. My uniform is almost entirely brown, so I try to wear, like, pink socks or something. Which is actually kind of funny. I didn't really do it on purpose. I just can't find any ways to really accessorize my uniform with more pink. And, like, my team colors used to be pink with brown, and this year we're kind of more brown and pink.
Okay.
But apparently everyone thinks it's really funny that I don't wear very much pink because I'm, you know, kind of a big tomboy. And I maintain that I'm not doing it on purpose. But now it's like this kind of thing that I did unintentionally.
Yeah.
Like, now it's apparently part of my shtick is that I'm wearing very, very little pink.
Okay.
But the suspenders are pink, though.
Okay.
Let's see.
Because as a whole, your team, What's the kind of vibe from the Vaudeville Vixens?
The Vaudeville Vixens are... Vaudeville Vixens are, like, campy and showy and fun. Very fun. Mm-hmm. Very obsessed with their own funness.
Okay.
Which is cool, which is great. You know, like, mm-hmm. the very first meeting we had that I attended, they were like, we like sit around and talk about how awesome we are. But, like, but not in, like, a cocky, like, we're going to win. It's like, you know, individuals, like, you know, like, you are awesome because of this, and you're awesome because of this, and you're pretty, and, like, yeah. and, like, all this just, like, ego-boosting kind
of
stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
But, yeah, there's, like, a lot of my teammates are not, like, flashy, but, like, just... if you want to break us down into like the high school stereotypes,
yeah.
we're the theater nerds.
Okay.
Right, you know, like we're the theater nerds. I think I did this once, pretty much successfully. The Unholy Rollers are like, they're not so much anymore. Now they're full of like, they're all dorks, but they used to be like the kids who would smoke by the flagpole and like,
okay.
You want to probably... Are you interviewing any Unholies?
I'm not sure. I just know their names, and I haven't looked into which team they're on yet, but...
Okay, because now, like, everyone's kind of theater fans now, it turns out. We're just a big group of dwarves. we're not nearly as cool as everyone else we are, for the most part. But don't tell anyone I said
no,
that.
No, I won't.
You're like... The Quad Squad are the geeks.
Yeah. You know? Like the comic book kind of like
we're the band geeks now. I can't remember, it was a big debate about like if we're the band geeks or if we're the theater nerds, but whatever, you know.
Yeah,
just kind of silly and, you know, a little flashy, but not
okay.
Yeah,
so do you think Ace kind of captures that too?
Not too much. Ace is pretty quiet.
Okay.
It's pretty quiet. In person, yes.
Yeah.
Like, in person, for sure. Yeah, I'm totally goofy. Like, if there's music on, I will be dancing.
Yeah.
I can't, but, like, you know, in front of a crowd, I kind of freeze up.
Okay. So can you talk a little bit about, like, the after parties and stuff that you guys do? Because that's part of the whole kind of roller derby
experience. After parties, sometimes they're fantastic, and sometimes... we used to be a very, like, much more rockabilly sort of thing, and now we're I don't know if mainstream is the right word to use, but we're kind of moving away from that. And so, like, there used to be, like, there still happens sometimes, but, like, a lot of, like, hardcore screaming bands, and, like,
yeah.
and a lot of us just aren't into that so much.
Yeah.
But now we try to get, like, fun DJs and, just fun, danceable stuff at the after parties, because that's pretty much what everyone wants to do, is like go out and dance and, you know, get a little drunk and have fun.
Yeah.
And the after parties, they serve as a good opportunity to talk to fans and schmooze and, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Just, you know, have fun with everybody, you know. That's actually one of my favorite things about Derby, is that we do practice. We all practice together, and so for the most part, we're friends. Like, I'm not friends with everybody, but I'm friendly with everybody. You know,
yeah.
For the most part, I get along with everyone. And so it's fun to, like, you know, after playing against the Unholy Rollers, for example, to go out with them and be able to talk about the game, you know, in such generally in a positive way, and be like, you know, Maverick, you had a phenomenal hit on me. It was so good, you know, all that sort of thing, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that is. That's. So do you consider yourself Ace or Maggie when you're at the after parties?
Maggie. I'm pretty much always Maggie, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although, I think that Ace, I don't know if it's Ace or if it's just like this other secret hidden part of myself that has no name at the moment, is it's kind of a closet fighter. And like, after the last part, I don't know what it was, but I was all riled up from the game.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I feel like I can only think of one instance, but I feel like all night long I was so ready to like punch somebody in the face. I never did.
Right.
You know? No. But like, this like, we were leaving to go home, and this like, this drunk schmuck was like, made some like weird kissy face obnoxious thing at my girlfriend, and I was like,
yeah.
Got all, and like, instead of punching him, I like, you know, I just kind of yelled at him, but But yeah, every now and then, I don't know what it was about the game, but I was just super, super riled up all night long.
Yeah.
So, I didn't punch anybody in the face, though, as much as I wanted to.
Yeah, that's good. So do you think when you are dressed as Ace, does the equipment that you wear make you feel any certain way, or does it help you kind of, I don't know, feel ready to, you know, play, or how does it make you feel?
I think I know what you're talking about. I think that putting the uniform on helps, you know? I think it was always that way with rugby for me, too. Mm-hmm. That's maybe a better way of likening it, sort of, is, you know, like, practice is practice, and, like, I try and play hard at practice, but, you know, putting that uniform on, it's like, okay, now we're doing it for real. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I see a lot of teammates, and we're all wearing the same, not same thing, but all wearing the same colors.
Right.
We're all going out there to play together, and we're all here, and, you know, practice, you know, you get, you know, anywhere from 5 to 10 people as opposed to the 18 that are on your team, you know? Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you can compare it to other sports.
Yeah, so I mean, it's for me, anyways, it's like other sports like that. Like, this is, you know, for real game day sort of thing.
Yeah.
But I mean, equipment, everyone's wearing the same equipment,
right.
So it's not really anything special, but.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Let's see. So how does Ace's outfit differ from Maggie's outfit, like, day to day?
Ace's outfit is not that different. I mean, a little bit, but which actually one of the reasons I was kind of interested in doing this project with you is that I was hoping it'd be similar enough as compared to other people, you know. So you know, Ace wears like a tank top and like trouser shorts and suspenders, and it's supposed to look like, you know, a derby-fied version of like men's dress clothes. So does it make sense? You know, like, I don't think I'm actually wearing anything that you would find in the women's section on the outside of my today. And that's pretty typical. And, you know, like, I wear a lot of collared shirts and you know, like, I wouldn't say trousers, but, you know, like, slacks. Although now I have some fantastic new jeans and I'm very excited about
them. Yeah, I love that. You said that.
I know. And then I was talking to my friend, so my girlfriend was helping me pick out my outfits last night because she was like, because I kept trying to pick out things, and she's like, you don't wear that all the time. You have to wear things you wear all the time.
Yeah.
And I was like, she's like, you can't just wear all your new clothes. That doesn't count. And I was like, but I like my new clothes.
Yeah.
And my new clothes are how I'm choosing to express myself now.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Which I think is valid. So we kind of came to a compromise on a lot of that stuff.
That's good.
But, I kind of fall into like the preppier category of things, which I think Ace also falls into.
Okay.
Of, you know, does that make sense? Like, not flashy or sassy or low cut or, you know, any of that stuff. You know, t-shirts and jeans mostly.
Okay.
Or t-shirts and, you know, khakis or whatever.
Right. Cool. I think. Let's see. Answered a lot of the questions.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you kind of want to just add about either like the costuming aspect of derby or anything really?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I didn't realize we were going to be talking about the costuming thing. Not that prepared for it. So I don't think so. I mean, I think for a lot of people that there might still be a lot of the costuming, you know, thing for them where they have to get all into their, you know, whatever their derby skin is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It helps them somehow, I don't know, I just, you know, it's just, for me, it's just like putting my uniform on, you know,
mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
It's more about joining the team than defining my individual persona. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. Well, I think I'll stop this now.
Okay.